Blackstone presents Sweeter Than Sin by Amelia Wilde. This book is read by Tanya Eby and Axel Bosley.
This book is for Katie McGee, I guess. Prologue. Zeus. 17 years ago. A hand on my shoulder breaks me away from the conversation I've been having in the main ballroom. It's a nervous touch. Light as a feather. The other men at the table continue the discussion about their various tax shelters, but their eyes look toward whoever is standing next to me. I pretend not to know who it is. When I turn toward her, the nervousness in her touch is echoed across her face. Wide brown eyes, a tentative smile. She's cute for a whore. Devastatingly, painfully cute. Dark hair, shining waves, a curvy body in a red dress. She clutches a tumbler in her hand, ice still frozen and clinking in the whiskey. Like all good whores, she keeps that smile on her face, even while she cuts glances at the men around the table.
"Your father's busy," she says.
The drink and the whisper and the smile are all signs. They're all a bid for assistance, which my father never gives. I roll my eyes at the rest of the table and stand up. "I have to take care of this." "Put her in her place, Zeus." The man who says this has evil in his eyes. I know what he does to the women here. It takes them a full week to recover. "What else would I do?" To prove it, I put a hand on the back of her neck and haul her along with me toward one of the exits. "Give me that." She presses the glass into my hand. It burns going down, one swallow, and then I toss it at a waiter with a decimated tray of hors d'oeuvres.
"I'm sorry," she says. "I didn't want to interrupt you, but..."
"But what?" I don't bother to look at her, even when she trips on the carpet and only manages to catch herself at the last second. I'd let her fall. If it came to that, I would let her fall. "You thought you needed me?" I shove open the door to the outer hall and pull her across it. Her legs are so much shorter that it's a struggle for her to keep up with me. Her feet are slipping in her kitten heels. We go across to an access hall, shadowed and empty at this time of night. All the way to the very end. The wall bumps out a few feet, and I push her into that space. "What could you possibly need from me?" I haul her up the length of my body until she's face to face with me, her arms slung helplessly over my shoulders, and lips a bare in-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?